Man, that is one super-sized ice rink.
Ta-da! Right out.
Somewhere along in January or February, we would wake up in the morning and the eaves would be dripping, and my dad would announce when I got out to the barn that we were having, and these are his words, and I never heard this language any other where, that we were having a woodpecker thaw. That's what he called it. Our farm was hilly, and in one of the valleys in front of our house, the snow melt would gather and would form a pond of water. It would turn cold again, and the pond would freeze solid. Smooth as smooth could be. You couldn't imagine how smooth it was. One year when that happened, and I don't remember what our ages were. I suppose I was 10, 12 years old, and my brother is 3 years younger. My dad said, "That pond looks like a place where we could ice skate." Now, we had not been ice skating. We'd done a lot of skiing and a lot of sledding and all that kind of stuff. But we didn't know how to ice skate. We'd never done ice skating. We went to Hotz's Hardware in Wild Rose, and Pa said, "Have you got any of those clamp-on ice skates?" And Dick Hotz said, "I think I do." Pa said, "We need 3 pair." He came out with 3 pair of ice skates. 50 cents a pair they were. There's a little key that goes with them, and you fasten them on the bottom of your shoe, and you turn this little key and tighten it up, and you're all set. We came home and we were all excited. This is going to be a great new adventure. Two brothers and I toddle on down to the pond and clamp on these skates. Well, I tell you, if you've never ice skated before, as we had not, the first thing you do is you're all confident and you slide on the ice and you fall down on your behind and you slide halfway across the pond and you look to see if anybody's watching. And of course, the brothers are sort of chuckling because they think you made a fool of yourself, and they then proceed to do exactly the same thing. Well, we fiddle around for an hour or so, not hardly able to stand up. I mean, it's pitiful. We came back up to the house and Pa said, "How'd it go?" And we sort of mumbled under our breaths, "Well, not so good." "And what's the problem?" he said. "Well, we can't skate. You can't even stand up on these stupid skates." I think he said, "Take them back and get your money returned." Well, he didn't say anything, and that was late in the afternoon on a Saturday, and so we didn't think anything of it. And the next morning, Sunday morning, I think it was, Pa said, "You're going to try out those ice skates again." He said, "I'll come down to the pond with you." Well, what does the old man know about ice skating? We didn't think he knew anything. So we go down to the pond, and he said, "Now put your skates on," and my brothers put their skates on, and I put mine on, and we did the same thing. Fell down, slid across the thing. We couldn't even stand up. And he said, "Jerry, let me try those skates of yours." And I took them off and handed to him. And I, what's the old man going to do with these skates, for heaven's sakes? Is he going to do something to make them more sturdy? Well, he sat there and took off his big six-buckle boots, and he clamped those skates on his shoes. And there we, the three of us, stood looking at him, wondering, this old guy, he probably was in his 40s, he's going to fall on his arm, he's going to fall on his back, he's going to hit his head, and we're going to be stuck with doing all the chores. So we sat there, stood there, watching, while he proceeded out onto the ice and glided across like nobody's business. He did not fall down. He just moved around the ice like he had done this for years, which he obviously had when he was a kid that we didn't know about. And before you knew it, he was cross-stepping. Just thought, oh, we were amazed at the skill that the old man was demonstrating. He did that for a few minutes, came back, took the skates off, handed them to me, and said, "Now you do it." And by the end of a week or two, we were all ice skating. It just took a lot of practice. But the moral of the story was, we once more learned something about the old man that we didn't know. We thought we knew him well, but he was always a mystery. And this was one little piece of mystery that became revealed in an interesting way.